Torah Or 184, second column. Okay, the pasuk says, "Mordechai yotzei l'nisei ha'melech." Mordechai went out before the king, you know, with all the royalty and all that stuff. Hinei Purim u'b'chinas Yom HaKippurim. Purim is the level of Yom Kippur. Ki Yom HaKippurim, because the inyan Yom Kippurim pirushi k'mei Purim. That Rizal writes that Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur, is Kippurim. It's like Purim, which means when you say Yom Kippur is like Purim, that means Purim is greater, and Yom Kippur is like Purim. That's what it means. V'yem ha-Kippurim u'tshuva. Sheshav mimata l'mayla, and Yom Kippur is a level of tshuva, which is from lower to higher. U'b'Purim, gam king siv pur hu ha-gedol. Mimata l'mayla, and what's the connection between, because we find like this, by Yom Kippur there were lotteries, the two goats. By Purim, the whole Yom Tov is called Gerol, Mimato Lemaila, V'chein Yom HaKippurim al Shnei Asirim Gerolis. But he says, Ach Eichev Shalalis Lemaila. L'cheira, the whole Inyan of Purim and the whole Inyan of Kippur is a Jew elevating himself through Tshuva, right? Tshuva means you go from lower, you're becoming closer to Hashem. But he says, how is it possible to go up? Haleyesh Aveinus Mavdilu Mamakvim. But there are Vedas that separate us. We're saying you have to go up to Hashem. Okay, but there's a blockage, the clouds, the blood, the sins that block it. Lazer Eimed, therefore the Pasuk says, La Hashem Chatos, for according to Hashem as a Chatos, Shafil or a Chatos, that even a Chatos, even a sin offering, She'el Lavaya, when it goes up to Hashem, how is it possible for a Chatos to go la Hashem, to be Hashem, the chatas means sinning. Kilamayla gam chayshach lo yachshach. Because up there, darkness doesn't darken. Shasham ein chayshach. Up there, there's no darkness. Shakol echot sham, over there is only elokus. In other words, tshuva reaches basically a level where sins don't matter. That there's no chayshach, there's no or, there's only kedusha. Okay, so he says, okay, up there there's no darkness. How are you able to get up there, though? In other words, you're right, up there there's no darkness. But the question is, how can a person that's very low and tied down here through sins, how can they get up? You're tied in a chain. How are you able to get up to that level, Dhaka, where there's no darkness? So he says, Achina Yadua Shayema Kipunamaya Matan Tera of Luchas Achrenis. Matan Tera, I mean Yom Kippur was when the second Luchas were given, right? The first Luchas were given as Shavuos, he broke them, finally got the second set of Luchas in Yom Kippur. Lochain on Nivchaliyema Kipurim, that's why Yom Kippur was picked for a day of forgiveness. Why Epis was Yom Kippur picked for a day of forgiveness? Because that was the day we got the second Luchas. At the time of Matan Torah, it says, ponim beponim, face to face, that Hashem spoke, but l'cheira, halei en li d'mus haguf, he doesn't have any body. How can you say Hashem spoke face to face? Hashem doesn't have a face to speak face to face. So how does the Torah use the expression, by Matan Torah, ponim beponim, face to face? Achine yadua. Okay, so now he goes into the explanations. The level of Ratzin is called Panim. Umashu neged Ratzene, Nikra Ochot, is called back. Meaning, when you're connected to the person's will, that's called frontwards. When you go against the will of the person, that's called backside. B'shas Matan Teira, therefore, B'shas Matan Teira, when it says Panim B'Panim, what does it mean face to face? All the Yidden wanted to do what Hashem wanted. By Matan Torah, like this. The spirituality was face to face. The physical needs, that's called back to back. Or K'maymer, as Alec the Gemara says, and every Dibur that they spoke, the Neshama left the body, he says, but B'mishoyulam gufim. What do you mean? The neshamas left the body, but they still had bodies. So what does it mean? It means, Fisha kol inyoni aguf v'b'chinas ochor. Because it was so unimportant, the bodily things by Matan Torah, v'nimtze, it's like they didn't have any bodies. In other words, he says like this, Panim b'panim means the relationship with Hashem and the Jews at that time was the concept of face-to-face, because they were wanted to be connected to him, and Hashem wanted to be connected to the Jews. And when you want something, that's called face-to-face. When you go against the will of the person, then it's called back. Meaning, by Matan Torah, the neshama was panim b'panim, and the bodily functions and needs, they were put in the back. Like, therefore, the relationship is like the reflection of water. What 184. Like it says, Baldumus Akise Dumus Kamara Adam, and he says, if Hashem doesn't have a goof, what does it mean panim b'panim? So he explains, panim b'panim doesn't mean face to face, it means wanting the will, doing the will. He said the same thing we find, and it says by the throne, there's a man on the throne. Kamara Adam. What do you mean Hashem doesn't have a body? So he says, to explain this is like a moshul. When you love somebody, you picture them in your heart as if they're really existing. Somebody you love and you picture it. Thank you. And you picture it, that's like you have it on you. And therefore, now also, that all physical things have to be in the back, meaning not so important. Commandment is al gabi ziv, like the Gemara says about marriage, you should do it kilo kafa shed, as if you were forced to do it. Okay, in other words, like this. What's the Alter Rebbe saying? By Matan Torah was panim b'panim, and all the physical needs were ochr, the backside. They're not important. That's the way it's supposed to be now. Also, Torah mitzvahs are supposed to be the primary, and the bodily pleasures and everything is supposed to be secondary. And he said, "V'lei k'meishim edamim elam." And he says like this. He's speaking about intimacy. Yes, the Gemara says, from one side, you have to picture it as if you're forced to do it. So he says like this, some people say intimacy is disgusting because you have to go to the mikveh afterwards because you became tamei. He says, intimacy, husband and wife, I mean, halachic, allowed intimacy, is extremely holy. And up there, you're creating unities of neshamas and a million different things. And therefore, it says, interestingly, that every time a husband and wife are together, they create spiritual entities. And therefore, for instance, even if a wife is pregnant or she's not able to have children, and you have intimacy, so it's not wasting zera, you're wasting seed, because it's not going to accomplish anything of a pregnancy. He says, no, because you're actually creating yichudim. You're creating spiritual entities up there. And it's a very great thing. How much more so by eating and everything else. In other words, it doesn't mean you shouldn't eat. It means these things are secondary to the primary of Matan Torah, meaning of Torah Mitzvahs. So that's the concept. Okay? Therefore, what happens? That you have this relationship, panim b'panim. B'purim, gam kein aydei, shatolo eitzer esbon of l'mayla michamishim kaneida. They had hung him up on the 50 amagallo. Yeah? So Kabbalah and Chassidus say, why did he say, they so told the Haman, Yatzu eitz gavei chamishim amma. So again, you have the simple meaning, and then you have the Kabbalistic meaning. The simple meaning, why did the Zeresh and all those guys tell him to build this gallows 50 amas high? That every, it's 75 feet high, it's pretty tall. That everybody should see, it's a seven-story building. Everybody should see it. Kabbalah says that they wanted to tap into Nuchamishim Shari Bina. And they thought if they tap into Chamishim Sharibina, the 50th level of Kedusha, they'd be able to destroy Mordechai. The bottom line is, he got hung on that tree. Him and his 10 kids. Achine Yadua, but it's known Shebechol Echad Vechad Bechlal Befrat. Every single Jew, generally speaking, Tzadik Gimel. And the detailed wants Lidovik Bebeiri Yisbarech. Okay, he really wants to, we know, a Jew wants to really be connected only to Hashem. Or Misamitz Bechol Mada Efshev Eina Masik Shum Dover. Okay, he says like this. Every Jew really wants to be connected, but you know, it doesn't happen. So he said, "V'yesh shaitim, there are fools, sheneflamiza, that get depressed from it, because, hey, I'm trying to be close, and it's not happening." He said, "V'zesh shtus gadol." It's a big shtus to think we're not connected. We are connected. Why? Kizot zetzarech leida, you need to know, shanutzeyakim begolus. Okay? We scream in Golos, ki Avram la yadainu, we never knew Avram Avinu, Yisrael Yakirenu, we never knew Yisrael Yaakov Avinu, v'yitzchok lo yikamar, v'yitzchok lo yikamar, v'yitzchok osid ligol yisanu, ki yadua, Yitzchok is going to be the one that takes us out of Golos, shemikeidem ayu kol dover bizgalos. Initially, at the beginning of creation, everything was revealed. Elokus was revealed. And what they used to ask, they were given. And also they had Nevi'im. Okay? He says, you're depressed that you're calling out to Hashem and nothing's, you don't feel anything? He said, what do you expect? They were great people. They were the ultimate level of Kedusha. Whatever they wanted, they got. They were prophets. They were holy people. Because Shemach Mashiach Yisgal Midas Avram VeYisrael, which was the love of Mamalekol Amen. Therefore, Yechelam Midas Nisim Bizgalus. Therefore, they were able to see open miracles like Kriyas Yamsev and Yitzias Mitzrayim. Avol Begalus says, "In our Galus, Eisaseinu Leinu. We don't see miracles. How do you expect miracles if you're wearing black glasses that are so thick that you can't see anything?" I mean, that's the generation we live in. There's no Elokus. Everything's dark. There's only darkness all over it. He said, what do you expect? He says, it's not that there's no miracles. There's the same miracles that happened then. What's the difference? They were great. They saw it. In our eyes, it looks like punishment. And the rois angel of Isa, vain aid navi. There's no prophecy, prophet. Lay tani yedema. We don't know anything. So what do you expect? He said, "What are you getting depressed from? It's not because there's no miracles. The same miracles that happened then happen today."
Sometimes we don't want to see it too.
Sometimes we can't, and you're right. The worst thing is we don't want to see it, which is even worse because Hashem says, like we let's say in Davin, harchev picha, open your mouth. And I'll fill it. Yeah? Like the Rebbe used to say, the Rebbe Rashab said, used to say, and the Rebbe repeated it. Megist, Megist, Megist. They're pouring. Kedusha, godliness, chassidus is pouring. And nobody's picking it up. V'zal machmes sh'avram l'yadaynu. Okay, because Avram Avinu, we don't know. Ki at Hashem goyaleinu hayahei v'viyir. And he says, they're l'mayla me'avram. That's even greater than Avram Avinu. Shafilu Avram v'Yisrael shelem ma'ile, even the level of Avram and Yaakov are nivroim. Okay? Because what's Avram? Well, chesed, gvura, teferes. Those are creations. Sheshis yabim masa Hashem. Hashem created the six midas. Kibesha kosa sheshis yabim masa Hashem. Shafilu sheshis yabim el yenim. Heim b'chinas asiyah etzli. Yizbarech. What do we say? Sheishis yamim, asa Hashem. So you learned it should have said b'sheishis yamim. If you want to say Hashem created the world in 6 days, it should have said b'sheishis yamim. Yeah, but it doesn't say that. It says sheishis yamim, asa Hashem. So Chassidus explains it a few different ways. Sheishis yamim, asa Hashem is the six midas created the world. Sunday was Chesed, Monday was Gevura, Tiferes, until Shabbos is Malchus. Or another interpretation of sheishis yamim. The Alter Rebbe is saying here, even the six spheres of Atzilus, Chesed, Gvur, Teferes, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, all that, also by Hashem is only the level of Asiyah. It's the lowest of the lowest. And therefore, Avol k'sha'at Hashem ge'aleinu, but when we talk about the essence, E'ef she'liris ha'nisim bizgalis, you can't see miracles bizgalis. I'll try to say this. When you're dealing with revelations, chesed word to verse, so revelations are revealed, so you see them. Now we connect to essence. Why don't we see it? Because they're not revealed. Like the Moshe, Ein balanes makir benisi. We're not able to, like he says, going to say, Parnosa is total miracle today. It's an unbelievable miracle. But we don't look at it that way because we don't see it. Why? Because we say, God, we don't have Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. You know, we don't have the chesed. Again, chesed gvurah teferes, the spheres are, spheres means to shine. It's a revelation. We don't have that level. So therefore, what are we connected to? Ata, you Hashem. It doesn't mean we're on a lower level. On the contrary, we're on a higher level. Except because it's not revelation, we're connected to essence, it's different. And therefore he says, Aval be'emes afilu kayyem sha'parnos is duchukim. When there's a hard time with parnos, it's mamish kriyas yamsuf. You know, when you want to say something's hard, it's kosher kriyas yamsuf. But it's mislabish b'terech hateva. Like the Rebbe Marash said, parnos b'zman hazeh is like the month from heaven. It was completely miraculous. How it works and how you get it doesn't make sense at all. And therefore, Bitul Yechon and Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah says at the end of Seita that Yechon and Kohen Gadol was nullified, ma'ated him, the awakeners. What did they say? Uda lama sishim Hashem. The people were saying, hey, God, Uda, ma'ated him, the waker uppers. Huh?
I understand.
The veker. You know when Yeshua had a veker? Okay, to wake you up from your sleep. Okay, so in those days, they used to scream, Uda lama sishim Hashem, wake up, God, why are you sleeping?
Wake up to God.
Yeah, they would say, Uda lama sishin Hashem. God, wake up, why are you sleeping? Yechon Kohen Gadol, and he said, Gu bitul, shein tzarech la'edidai. He said, what are you guys screaming that Hashem should wake up? Hine lo yonu v'leishon. Hashem doesn't sleep. He said, don't say Hashem wake up. Hashem's not sleeping. Our problem is, rak she'en onureyim. We just don't see it. You're going to tell God to wake up. He's not sleeping. He's up. So it's like, you know, you have a kid in the room, he's already up, miraculously, he's up, and the parents are screaming behind the door, which is closed, wake up. The kid's up, what do you scream wake up for? You don't see him, but you don't see him, but that doesn't mean the kid's up. Well, usually it means the kid's sleeping, by the way, but it doesn't mean that he's not sleeping. So the Alter Rebbe is saying an interesting point. It's not that there's no miracles. It's only not, it doesn't say, Eiseseinu don't happen. Eiseseinu leiroinu. Eiseseinu means our miracles. Eiseseinu means there are miracles. There are and there are our miracles. But leiroinu, it's not because there's no miracles, it's because we don't see it. Achmim, nei, shenemer ala golus hazeh. But because it says about the golus, nafla, it falls. Lo yiseisiv kumik, can't get up anymore. That's the level of seviv kolamin and mamalu kolamin she'ef she'lalis l'mayla. That you can't reach such a level because we're all the way down. What was Alter Rebbe's question at the beginning of the Maimon? Yom Kippur and Purim are both days mimata l'mayla, to become closer to Hashem. He said, how can you become closer to Hashem if we're all the way down here? You're tied down here with Avedis. How are you able to go up? He said, okay, over there, Cheshech and Or are the same thing. But Alter Rebbe asked at the beginning of the Maimon, how is it possible to go up if you're tied down? So he says, you can't necessarily go up, but Efsheli is Kodiv. You could be caught, you're close. And there's a Reb Nochum Chernobyler had a lot of people who were making fun of him. So he said, and the Gemara says, Plishtim Leitzanim Hayu. They were mockeries, whatever. They were late on him. So one time, Reb Nochum Chernobyler said to them like this. Don't forget, his name was Nochum, right? Reb Nochum Chernobyler. He said like this to them. V'lei Nochum Elokim. Nochem is not God. Le'nochem elokim, Nochem is not God. But, derech eretz plishtim, you mockers better have respect for me, ki korev hu, because I'm close. I'm not God. He just took the pasuk. He said, le'nochem elokim, Nochem's not God. Don't worry about it. But, derech eretz plishtim, you better have respect, ki korev hu. I'm close. Not to be a God, but I'm close to Hashem, so you better watch it. And that's what he says. Achor Asherli is called it. You could, I'm Kerevi. What are we? L'vnei Yisrael, I'm Kerevi. U'pnei Zahanes, Mislabish B'derech HaTeva. Therefore, today, in other words, Alter Rebbe is saying, today's miracles are like Purim that are in Derech HaTeva. Because we're not able to see, because we're, the world is so dark, we have black glasses, we're not able to see the miracles, which means the miracles are there. Parnas, all that, but it comes derech hateva. It comes through nature. V'chein b'purim, kol ma'isa megillah derech hateva. The whole megillah, huh?
Oh, Mazel Tov.
But the siddur, the tzitzit is not there. But
what was
the
siddur?
It's in the dumper.
Oh, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Okay, that's very expensive. The talis, okay, big deal. I mean, not big deal, but it's okay. Derech HaTeva, the whole Megillah happened through nature. V'chem ha'shanotzeikim v'lein enim. He says, we cry out to Hashem, we don't get answers. Everybody has this problem. We cry down to Hashem, we're not getting answers. He says, le'sheinanu nenim. It's not true. Hashem answers everybody's prayers. Rak sheinanu reyim. We don't see it. Or better yet, sometimes the answer is no. Hashem answers everybody's tefillah. That's the thing Hashem said. You daven, you mean it, I answer you. You don't necessarily like what I answer, but I know better for you what's better for you than you know what's better for you. So therefore, I love you more. So what you're asking for, I'm telling you, is not good for you. Therefore, my answer is no. Or here, the Alter Rebbe says something else. He answers, but we don't see it. V'adarabah, on the contrary. Amid Azal, the Gemara says, Golu lebovel, shechini imoyim. The Shekhinah is with us in Golus. So what do you mean there's no Shekhinah? There is a Shekhinah. V'gam ne'amar, v'ani b'teich ha'gayla, the Pasuk says, v'ani, in the, what's the name? In the, huh? In Yecheskel over there. Ani b'teich ha'gayla, she'knes Yisrael nikra ani, uksiv ani tefillah. Okay, so he says like this. Uv'dei d'serishenim, therefore the earlier generations, the Nevi'im and those guys, they were answered. Whatever they wanted, they got. In fact, it's brought down the Torah, a very strange thing. It says, why did Hashem make Sarah barren, and Rachel barren, and Rivka barren? These are great tzaddikim. The only one wasn't from the Emor, it was Leah, I mean. But all the others, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, were all... Huh? Chana. He says, why... They were such great people. Why didn't Hashem give them what they wanted? It's a very interesting medrash. The medrash says, Hashem loves when tzaddikim daven. Hashem Pashin enjoys it. How do you get tzaddikim to daven? By giving them problems. That's what it says. It's a very strange concept, but that's what the medrash says. Hashem made it life difficult for them. They should daven because Hashem likes when tzaddikim daven. And therefore... So he says, in those days they were answered. Aval achshav ani tefila. He says, now ani tefila. Who hears it? Only I do. Shabni ba'at mi tefila lashen avtuli uksev. Therefore it says, uvameisa via v'ima. When the father and mother died, meaning chesed and gvura avan yira died, there's no more revelations. Shezeh b'chinas avram kaneida. And therefore, Lokcha Mordechai, Shurav Chesed, Mordechai is an abundance of Chesed, whatever. That's what it says. So therefore, after Avram and Yitzchok died, remember, Avraham is Chochm and Bina, right? So, V'meisa via V'ima, when the level of Avram died, so then Mordechai, Rav Chesed, the level of great Chesed took her, Ashigumach, Mashagot, this, it's interesting, this mime is going like, you know, they said that she was beautiful. Meaning, that Elokus became revealed through her. V'izgalus ba machmas sumartcha yotzen lefnei amelech haino ayidei. Yeah, through Shas. There are six garments. It says, Malchus is Zoyim, like it says, Tchelus is Mayed, Chur is Noshim, Ater is Zahav, Gedele is Nezikin, Tachl is Butz, Loshim, Bad, Lazay, the Kochim, Vagomen is Ataris, Vishayesh, the Kamagavin. So he says like this. What happened was, Esther, again, it was Golus, Aster, Aster, Panay, so there was no revelations of Avram Yitzchok. So what was revealed then? Mordechai, which is Rav Chesed. How did that level become revealed to Esther? Through the level of Mordechai Yosef Fnei HaMelech, of which Malchus Ches V'chud, that the Medrash says is the six orders of Mishnah. And that level, Yovel is Galas, Vayir Shushan, Solov is Samecha, and Layhudah Meisarid, that became that level of revelation of Elokus. So he says, that's the reason why he says, don't think that Gashmi is thinking of things, like he said, not like the fools and ladies and like the shaitim think that because we're not connected in an open way, we're not connected. He said, on the contrary, you're connected more because now you're connected to the essence versus to the revelations. In those days where Elokus was revealed, they were connected to the revelations of Elokus. Now, he says, I say, say no later, Inu. What are we connected to? To the essence. Hashem does miracles just like he used to, but it's in Derech HaTeva, which, by the way, like we learned in the other Maimonim, is even greater, because you're connecting Ness and Teva together. So today's Nisim are even greater than the miracles of yesteryear. Like you find your tone in the
isn't it a Rashi that when you say Hashem Hashem Kelach Machanun, for sure you get answered? Especially if you say.
Is there a Rashi? Not that I know of.
It was 2-3 days ago.
That said, for sure you're answered.
Commentary that Hashem hears it.
He says here also, Hashem always answers. Sometimes we see it, sometimes we don't see it.
Right.
Okay?
The what?
The Vekers. It wasn't that they were woke up Hashem, they were waking up the Levine that was asleep on the job.
No.